terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me now. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. Is Radio BAM? Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Yes, another live episode of Viva La Bam! He shoots, he scores! Oh, Rick, get that out of my mouth. Yes, joining...
That was gross.
Joining us this week is lovely, this time, Ryan G. We're trying to watch the Weight Watchers watching Fat Joe.
Fuck that, he's fat!
Yeah,
A.K.A.
Fat.
Shit Goose. And Life Partner, which is great in there.
Life Partner!
Life Partner!
Life Partner, high five, Life Partner!
Yeah. And then, Raekyon over here. What's and Joe Franz, but I think he's taking a mean shit right now.
You know what he does after he takes a shit? Washes his hands. Fuck, pussy.
Yo, could you ever picture like, Pamela Anderson sitting on the toilet taking a mean shit?
It happens, dude.
I think about it all the time.
It happens, dude.
I want to be the guy that squishes it back in to keep her beautiful.
Yo, I was in L.A. staying at the, him rented this big mansion in Silver Lake, and occasionally they have photo shoots there, and we look out the window, and it's Cindy Crawford. And I'm serious.
Fuck, the life of a millionaire just pops into Cindy Crawford.
And then she was, I swear to God. She was shooting photos by the pool, and we got to just sit there and, like, do guitar tracks and stuff and look out the window and see Cindy Crawford there. But she came in to use our bathroom. She was in there for like 15 minutes. So she must have been taking a mean shit.
Guess what, everybody? She forgot to flush, and I saw it. And I have a picture.
You can sell that shit on eBay.
And I have a picture.
I have a picture.
But how do you prove it's her shit?
Joe wouldn't sell it. He's jerking off.
Well,
it has a white mole on it. It's true.
The photo is a scratch and sniff, and it doesn't stink.
Yo, speaking of selling shit on eBay, right?
She's hot as fuck, though, dude.
Yeah.
Well, that old?
Like, no, not that old. She's in fucking general. Hot anyway.
Yeah. That mo adds to it.
Yeah, she's hot. And she never gives it up like all these whores of today.
Hey, yo. You're not fucking her.
D. Camilla, I had an argument.
these whores of today?
Yo, you know how Mark Hanna is so... Mark Hanna, he was my neighbor for so long. I grew up with this kid. And he works on the show. But he is so motherfucking stubborn.
Oh, my God.
Dude. I had an argument with this guy for 30 minutes about how he thinks Cindy Crawford is ugly. And I'm like, all right, she might not be your taste, but she's not ugly. Like, you may not be attracted to her, but she's not an ugly person. He's like, she's fucking ugly, man. As far as I'm concerned. And we argued about it. And I'm sticking to it.
and once Hanna says a statement, like, he will stick by it till do not matter what. Like, if he says the sky is purple, he will stick by that till doomsday. Okay, the sky is purple. Like,
no matter how wrong it is, it doesn't fucking matter.
I've never seen anyone yell at their boss so bad. He's working on the show. Yo, we need some help over here. He's like, I gotta do something. Like, Hannah's on the phone or get some food or something.
And he gets away with it. Hannah's the only guy when his boss would be like, yo, Hannah, we need to move this. Shut the fuck up! Yeah. Hannah, you just said shut the fuck up to your boss.
I know.
And he does that.
Hey, Hannah, no, can we talk about how bad Hannah is with money?
Oh my God,
Hannah, what the hell are you doing?
I got a story about Hannah and his money.
Wait a second, Novak. Because here's a guy who won't leave his house because he's saving his money. It's like, Hannah, we have a major job lined up for you, dude. You're going to make $200 a day. All you got to do is come up and
well, dude, with some major job, how am I going to get there? I don't have a car.
You got a car to lend me? Like, all right, dude, I'll lend you the car.
Oh, now you're going to want gas money. Okay, so now I'm down gas money. What happens when lunch rolls around? Do they have catering? No. I got to go up buy my lunch. Okay, so that's $3 for gas. Fucking $6 for lunch. Okay, so now I'm $9 in the hole because your friend wants help doing work. So now I'm spending my day busting my ass, and I have to pay to go to work because of the gas, the toll, the food.
Yeah. Like, Hannah, shut the fuck up.
Hannah's convinced you're in the wrong for offering him a job paying $200 a day.
Yo, I haven't seen Hannah in 3 weeks. I call him up. I'm like, dude, where you been? What's going on? He's like, I've just been Basically, he's been sitting in his house doing absolutely nothing, saving the pile of money that he has. Like, he thinks, as like, if time goes by and he doesn't spend that pile of money, he's saving it. It's like, dude, why don't you go out and make more money? Why save the amount that you have and have the most worthless time in the
business? Generate income and accumulate more money, Hannah. There's a money-saving concept where,
yeah, but dude, I could spend all this money to make the money. It doesn't make any sense, dude. Between the gas and the tolls and the lunch, we already said it'd be like $12. Now, dude, if I pay $12 a day, dude, I'm fucking $90 in the hole by the end of the week. What the fuck is that, Bron?
You're making $200 a day. Hannah.
Yeah, some fucking deal, Franz. Thanks a fucking lot, dude. Then I gotta pay taxes on that. There you go. That's like $120 max that, and I just spent that.
Dude, I gave Hannah $2,000 for doing this job.
Oh, no.
Great.
Is what he does. If he has $2,000, he has to go buy something for $2,000. Like, he can't.
Did he buy that lame leather Harley
jacket? Yeah, the leather Harley jacket.
And
he left in my car for like a month.
In my garage for a summer.
God. And what about the bandanas around his hand?
Let me just talk about it. I gave him $500 one day.
No.
He went out and bought a Harley jacket for $500. Then I give him $2,000. He goes out and buys a fucking bass. A bass guitar.
He's a drum player.
No.
He plays the drums in a band.
Okay, most people buy basses for $300. He bought a $1,200 bass. And then you figure, all right, well, at least he saved the $800. No. He went out and bought a fucking $200 tobacco pipe, and he barely even smokes. He
doesn't even smoke. And a $500 digital camera that got stolen out of our car in fucking New York City. That
in
was
like 2 days. Like, and then he went out and bought the exact same one again.
No, actually, let me clarify something. That was an $800 camera. It got stolen once. He's like, oh, well, dude, I need another $800 video camera. Goes out, spends $800 he doesn't have, puts it on his credit card for the second camera, leaves that in his fucking girlfriend's car. That gets stolen. He's like,
oh, well, fuck, man, that's a camera that I bought that I'll never have. I may as well put another $800 on my credit card.
So now you're $1,600 in the hole plus the original $800, a total of $2,400 on an $800 video camera that you don't even use!
No. He was working at UPS during Christmas, and he was making a fucking boatload of money because all these people are sending shit all over. He didn't even think that he's working on UPS in December. So he's just like, God damn, man, I'm making fucking like $4,000 a month here. If I keep this shit up, I could have a NASCAR truck. So he goes up, he takes out a loan, he buys this black NASCAR truck. It said NASCAR along the side. It was like a fucking Ford NASCAR pace car truck. Some
Eli has a Harley jacket on.
So as soon as December ends, then he's back to making like $2,000 a month again, and he's like, yo, man, what the fuck? Like, how come I was making $4,000 last month, and this month I'm making $2,000? They're like, idiot, Christmas is over.
But and he's convinced that they're doing it wrong.
No, he just thought that, like, business was picking up, and, like, he's going to start making boatloads of money now. So now he's got this NASCAR truck that he can't even pay for.
I love that word.
He simply just stopped paying for it. So, after a while, the fucking, like, cop and people start looking for him.
Didn't they repo that bitch?
They just showed up at his house and just fucking towed it away. After he tried to hide it for so long, but, like I asked him.
His logic is fucked up.
He doesn't pay insurance and stuff, and, like, my dad's like, Mark, why don't you pay insurance? He's like, Phil, how am I going to pay for insurance when I don't have any fucking money? I can't even afford the bills for the car. How am I going to afford the insurance?
Like, it's always the person's fault who tries to talk sense into it.
Yeah, it's your fault every time.
And then he will not be improved.
The fact that, like, if you have a car, you must have insurance. Like, he thinks it's the insurance company's fault that he doesn't have any money. Like, you want fucking money from me? I don't have any. How am I going to pay for insurance when I don't have any money?
I got to pay for the car. He always flips it around. Dude, prime example right here. My past is drugs, stealing, and lying, right? That's what my past is.
Right.
One day it comes in from work, we're in the living room watching TV, and his wallet falls out of the pocket, whatever. He goes home to get a shower, he comes back. His whole attitude, everything's changed. Now he's not talking to me.
He's freaking.
I can tell something's wrong with him, but I'm not going to ask because I didn't do anything. Apparently, he put the wallet back in his pocket. He had $40 in his wallet that he said he knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that it's there. But now the $40 is gone, but one of my Greyhound bus tickets is there in place of where the $40 was.
Now, Hannah walks in, pissed to high hell. He's like,
listen, Franz, all I know is this. Novak has a record steel shoe, right? I'm like, yeah.
Record.
He's like, okay, now listen. I've had $40 in my wallet.
I know.
I take it home. I know it was absolutely there 100%. I open up the wallet, and there is Novak. Guess what? Novak's Graham. So get this. So here's what Novak must have done. Here's what must have happened. He took out the $40, and, like, he was probably all nervous and stuff because I was probably in the next room because, like, I never leave my wallet, like, on the guard or something. And then, next thing you know, like, he accidentally, like puts up in there, and he's, because he just happens to be holding his Greyhound, you know, his Greyhound ticket because he's Novak, and then he accidentally puts that in. That's how I fucking caught him. What's that, dude? Should I straight up roll up on him?
Here's the funniest thing, though. He said that to Franz. He said that to the entire Viva La Bam cast and crew. And, like, he said it to everybody about how Novak's a thief and then he took his money. So the next day happens. Hannah finds. It was about 2 weeks later. Novak, or Hannah finds the $40. So.
I just happened to ask Novak.
He didn't tell anybody that he found it, and Novak never stole it.
He told the entire cast and crew of Viva La Bam that Novak is a no-good, low-down thief who took his $40, finds the $40, and does nothing to clear Novak's good name. Well, yeah. not that it's a good name, but...
What the fuck are you doing?
Bam just farted on G's face, by the way, in mid-story.
Hopefully it'll make him lose 10 pounds. Oh, you fuck!
That's a chain reaction.
Wait.
We're
okay.
Going crazy. I just had
Bam farts on Joe. Bam farts on G. A fucking D. Camello just farts on Novak.
Okay. Yo, it smells like ass in here now. Play a song or something.
I am.
Play a song. Right. Let's air this shit out.
I'm playing the Hives because they're.
Novak is raping G. A picture
has fell off the wall.
This is the Hives. This is called Love and Plaster Radio Bam Series 28. Ew, get away from him.
Novak's pants are down.
kids. Holy Lord. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes. Because you're listening to Radio Bam. On Sirius 28 Faction.
If you ever been in Iron Hill or you ever played GoldenEye James Bond, they have those big tanks you throw the magnetic grenades on. Joining us live is Ryan G, Brandon Novak, DiCamillo, Bam, faggot fucking Franz, Bam. There's Rake. Tell them about these guys' new names. Ryan G is who?
Shit Goose.
Shit Goose. Yeah, he is a shit goose. And what about this dirty guy with the AIDS?
His new nickname is Life Partner.
Life Partner,
aka the Dream Seller, aka Furniture Boy, aka
you name it, I got it, babe.
You name it, babe, I got it.
Furniture Boy.
I got Hep A, I got B. I'm working on C. I'm sitting on the full collection, yeah.
Nudie Novak.
Your name, Hog Rider.
I got so many AKAs, man. I forget my own fucking name sometimes.
Fuck on your Kato.
We got any more bucks, Kato? Why is that? It's mine, asshole.
Let me get a sip, buddy.
Come on, man.
Fuck, I want to talk about something I completely forgot.
I would love to see Novak. While the summer's really hot, I'd love to see him just go to the fucking inner city where all the little black kids are jumping in front of the fucking fire hydrant and just fuck some girl right in front of them all.
I'll fuck anywhere, anytime, anybody.
Mama, look at that black boy doing it.
Dude, let's talk about interracial sex. Who's had it?
Brandon.
Yeah, I had it.
You had it? Dika. Oh, you had it?
Yeah.
Of course I got it.
I remember her.
I had a black girlfriend.
Janelle.
Was it good sex?
Actually, it was kind of boring. Well, she caught me being bored because I was looking at this picture of Al Pacino, and I was like, how come everybody likes that picture? It's kind of cool. And she was like, are you bored?
Did you pay for it?
I didn't fucking pay for it.
That's only G.
We don't live at 13th and Spruce like years.
I don't live there anymore.
Why, you hump too many dudes?
Too many dudes in the alleyway.
You know, maybe I'm getting the short end of the stick here, but I just want to check my references here. Don't Asian girls suck in bed?
Is I think
my imagination.
Freaks, man. I love them.
Really?
Yeah,
I must have
time.
The wrong girl.
They're the biggest freaks in the world. Huh. I only had one, but she was brilliant.
Huh.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yo, G, don't you live right next to that gay club in Philly?
Surprise.
I live right above it, man.
Yo, that's a nice apartment, asshole.
Yeah, so have you ever gone in it?
Don't lie.
Every day, man.
Don't
Remember?
Lie.
Yo,
come on, pussy.
Yo,
every day.
Yo,
No.
Should I
tell the Arto story?
I will. Right. Arto is this professional skateboarder from Finland. He was staying in Philly with me for like a month or so. And he was like, man, I'm hungry. And I just thought that he would knew. No, I'm like, all right, if you're really hungry, there's this really good sandwich place. Just go down, make a left, go to this place called Woody's, which is the biggest fucking homo dick fest ever.
No way. That's a dick fest for real.
Yo, there's pictures of naked dudes Frenching each other on the wall.
Ah.
And he goes in and orders this fucking panini or some shit. He comes back and he starts eating it. I'm like, you really went to Woody's? Like, yeah. I'm like, that's the biggest fucking dick fart.
He had no idea?
No.
No idea.
So mad.
Then he goes, the food was good, though.
I bet. Yeah, speaking of gay guys, right? And I have no problem with it. Price is right. I'm game.
Right.
But we went out the other night. I got a bit loaded. And I'll do anything with cash after a few vodka grapefruits. Bam offered $5,000 on the table for me to find a man and hump him on his back while we stared in each other's eyes.
Now,
how can you do that?
My question is this. How do you maintain a boner, Novak?
My question is, how can Rake be disgusted when he got waxed by a man 7 foot tall?
With a big fucking cock in Rake's asshole.
Yaha, that's gross. Give me peanut butter on toast.
I swear to God, I got leaky logs in my mouth, and I got a big testicle.
Rake, why the hell are they always saying you like dicks and shit? What's
yeah, because Rake.
They're the ones always thinking about freaking knobs all the time. I'm the one trying to get the ladies over.
Godly's knob.
Rake, DiCamillo has made a career out of making fun of you. How do you
know,
feel
about
it? I
know, he's fucking good at it. I hate him. I want to beat his ass for the first minute.
Yeah, let's I have to rub my girl's toes.
Fucking ass. It's so funny, I let him fucking
How do you hump a dude in the back and stare at his eyes?
Yeah, no, you put him on his back. You lay him on his back with his legs.
And I see, Rake knows. Why does he know?
Yeah, Rake, why do you know about that?
Wouldn't this be way more faggoty, though?
No.
It's way more gay. It's way more gay to be laying on your back.
Doggy style.
Yo, get your back.
I don't know. You're pretty gay if your doggy style still looking.
I don't think, man.
Is that empty beer?
Imagine Ryan G's poopah hitting your balls like slapping.
No, right? Just imagine your nipples rubbing with Ryan G's as you grab his gill at the back of his head and just get pumped.
Yo, would you latch onto his gill, Novak?
How much are we talking?
5 G's?
Yeah, of course.
Novak, why are you nude? In-
Yo, shave that bush.
It's all.
I didn't even say what
I'm in a room with fucking like nine dudes, and half of them are fucking nude.
And maybe that guy is right. We do have dick farms here.
Dick farm.
We're just throwing dicks.
Dude, the radio show is a dick farm.
Yeah, it's no more serious than any dick farm faction.
We're forgetting some new listeners, I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm gonna drop a dime real quick on one of my heroin stories. Really shouldn't, but furniture boy, should I say where that comes from?
Go ahead.
All right.
Okay. Novak's nickname is either fucking life partner, furniture boy, or the dream cell. They all have reasons.
Yeah, there's reasons behind all that.
But the reason for furniture boy, nobody knows.
True story right here. You guys are hearing something no one really knows.
I've heard
this.
It.
This is good shit.
Yeah, I heard it on Jesus.
Okay, bam. Should I carry on?
No, you tell. But you didn't even stop heroin because of this, did you?
No. No, that was the day before. I stopped the next day.
It triggered him into stopping his heroin addiction.
Oh, let's hear it.
Now, Novak, you were in a bad way. You needed $10 for a fix. And Bam just farted in his face.
I felt the vibrate on my bare arm.
Feel the vibration, faggot.
Novak, you needed $10 for a fix really bad. You searched all day.
I woke up. No money in my pocket. Here's the story, ladies and gentlemen. This is a premier thing right here. You guys are hearing something no one really knows. I woke up one morning, not a dime in my pocket. I'm ill as fuck. I have no heroin, and that's the only thing that's going to make me feel better. I'm sick. I'm throwing up. I go everywhere stealing shit. I cannot steal anything. Everything that I do steal, my fence, and a fence is a person who buys stolen shit, won't buy none of the shit that I keep stealing, right?
Because you're stealing, like, big...
Yeah.
He stole a dining room table for $400.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even get 10 for it.
So I'm walking up the street. I'm ready to call it off. I'm walking up the street. I got this fucking table and a sofa.
It's a dining room table.
And a sofa. Right?
Out of desperation.
This shit's worth
out of
like,
desperation, he goes to a sidewalk antique show, steals a table and a sofa, and runs away.
Total $800.
Runs away with them down the street with a table and a sofa.
Worth $800.
Picture that.
Okay,
go ahead.
So now I'm fucking pissed off. He won't buy my $800 worth of furniture for nothing. Not even $10 won't give me. I'm like, fuck, man. I'm getting ready to throw it in the alley. Just throw it away. All of a sudden, this Cadillac pulls up and beats the horn. I turn around, it's this fucking 50-year-old business dude. You know, probably married.
What's he wearing?
He had like a nice pressed suit on. You know what I mean?
Does he have a wedding ring on?
Yes, a wedding ring and alligator skin shoes, you know? Okay. But I'm not doing the book thing. I'm just going to give you a brief story.
What does he say?
He says, hey, what are you doing with the furniture, buddy? I'm like, I mean, it's for sale. He's like, he makes me an offer. He's like, $40, cool? I'm like, fuck yeah, it's cool. So then he gets out of the car and he walks over and he says, I got $40, but I really don't want to spend it on furniture.
Because he was saving it for something else.
Yes, something else was Perfect Deek. So now I like pussy. The viewers, listeners know I like bras. But on this day, I was so down and out and so fucking sick, I let a grown 50-year-old fucking man enjoy himself with my cock.
Oh, my God.
No, wait.
I never...
He sucked your dick?
Yeah. $40.
Novak!
That's what happens you when up. You get so high and then you get so low.
That's why I'm devoting this song to you.
Yeah.
Mondo Generator. This song is called So High, So Low, Radio Fucking Dream Seller Furniture Boy Novak.
It's Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you don't fucking do that.
Woo-woo, this is Radio Bam, Sirius 28 Faction. Wow. Two, I swear to God,
How the fuck do you say it?
It's a serious. I'm serious. 28 faction.
Hey, hey, I'm back. Listen to this. Oh, God, I need stitches. Hey, what do you know? We're back. We're on. Ray Guy front. What the fuck ever? Let's just keep talking about this. So good and cold. I can't stand it. No, my knee's got it. My knee's got it.
Yeah. Kiko, hey. You know what's so funny? Remember when I asked to borrow your video camera because I had to go film something, and then you forgot to take the tape out, and I wasn't even going to check it, but you go...
Ew!
It's fucking nasty. Cool. But I ask you...
You got... I've been so hot!
You guys are just farting all over each other.
I know, I left that listen, sex tape or something.
Dude, G just pressed his flaccid dick against Novak's back.
So I borrowed his camera. He calls me back all frantic 2 hours later. He's like, yo, you didn't look at what was on that tape yet, did you? I'm like, no. He's like, well, don't.
Well, now that you said it, I'm definitely going to look.
Totally.
So I fucking put the tape back in. I had no intentions on looking at it, so I put it in.
Is it him sucking his own dick?
No, it's him at the Valley Forge humping his girlfriend. And and they were in the car. Oh, dude, it was a raging porno.
Really?
Yeah, and then I'd act that's like I never saw it. But
oh,
now
that was hours. On the way to making the Chester County thing.
Yeah.
Remember,
there's like farm animals in the background.
Dude, you pulled over and fucked a girl in the car and taped it. I love it.
Yeah. Mom's on film.
Dude, okay.
63-year-old doing hardcore.
A lot of athletes warm up by stretching or running around. Before we film, Brandon Reed's porno website. Right, you go to the hub.com.
Son.
Hey, assholes. Okay, these assholes are... Okay, it's a radio show, so it's a visual medium in that we can tell stories.
Would
you guys can picture them. These guys are here looking...
Would you hunk her?
He's on milk.
These guys are here looking at porn on the internet while we're on the radio. Yeah, that's good radio, guys.
If they can only see what we're looking at, man.
That looks like Jimmy Pop right there.
That's Jimmy Pop!
That does! Oh my god, this guy looks just like Jimmy.
That guy does look like Jimmy.
Yeah, let's tell the listeners what we're looking at here.
No, let's read some of these emails.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Crystal, this to you, no, or Deco.
Oh, here we go.
Do it in Crystal's voice.
Any girl that calls is getting that.
I'm flying out of my knees. I need to write about some uninteresting for my senior project. It's better to swallow loogies. I heard some guys talk about them. And I picked you, Brandon. Oh, look at you. Can I interview you?
No.
You are the hardest motherfucker to find info on. All the info I get is about how I like to mash potatoes and pasta balls. I doubt my teacher will find that info impressive.
Well, she should, because she's a stupid fucking teacher. Bitch, I rape her fucking ass.
When I turn my project in... Period.
Well, that was a big thought. That guy
there. All the other shitheads in my class are doing their projects on Nelly, who's banding, and good chocolate, or Charlotte, whatever.
Good chocolate. I'm doing mine on Nelly and his band-aid. What are you doing? I'm doing it on delicious chocolate.
If you agree to let me interview you, I would probably get high. I get a high enough grade to graduate. If you don't, then I won't. Graduation will never come for me. I have up to 5 kids from 6 different daddies. Well, shame on you, bitch. I am on welfare and living in a local crack shack.
Listen, no, it doesn't say that.
Well, Novak wants to know where that local crack shack is.
Give me directions, babe.
He'll be
give me directions. It's the first floor of the Granite Red Mall. It's in the end.
Don't leave me out of the party, babe.
Babe, you give the directions, I give the erections, huh?
Great, yeah. Love Crystal! I'm worth my weight in gold, honey!
This is another email that I don't know what the bitch thinks that we could give her advice on. Now listen to what the fuck she writes, all right?
No,
I'm taking this over because this is really funny.
Take it over.
I'm a virgin. I am because I want to wait until I'm married. I know I'm probably asking the wrong people, but can you give me any advice on sex? I can't think of anything else because I'm dense. Love you guys. See, why would she talk to any of us about being virgins or how to stay a virgin?
That's like Ryan.
She's a virgin.
She's a poet.
Why would she call us for sex advice?
All right, babe. Here's what
why
you
would
do.
A guy who reads that bad write a book?
If she's a virgin.
she's a virgin. She wants to stay a virgin.
Can we mention the Cato Caleb?
Babe, all right. Here's what you do to abstain from sex and to be celibate for your entire life. If you lose your virginity to Brandon Novak, you'll be so sick you'll never want to fuck again.
You won't get a chance to fuck again. You'll probably die before it happens.
Wait a minute. I don't understand this wait till you get married to fuck thing. It's so stupid.
That's a bad idea.
Bam, the idea is you have no frame of reference, no comparison.
You're boring us.
To which you can compare your lover.
Fuck your lover and find out if you want
to
marry him. You got to know first.
What happens?
Why marry some fucking scumbag who sucks? Maybe he can even get a hard dick.
So what happens?
But if you only fuck, that's the thing. Ignorance is bliss. If you only know one lover, you will never have anything to. Okay, let's say you fuck the fuck of your life. Okay, and she's great and everything's awesome. Then she goes and fucks another guy, and then you lose her, and then you go out with some girl who is awesome, but she sucks in bed. Well, guess what? That's what you're stuck with, someone who sucks in bed. Now, if you never had the awesome lover prior to your sucking in bed
lover,
You'll settle for that. You'll think she's the best in the world.
Yeah. Why settle for less? Doctor,
the thing is, you don't know she's less because you've never fucked anybody.
Yeah,
else.
Like if you would know what a stinky pussy was, you never know if it stunk or not.
I know.
Thank you, Rake.
Rake, why you take it there? Stinky pussies.
Because I wish I married a girl with pussy.
I just don't see.
Rake got married out of nowhere.
I didn't get married. I got engaged. But
on a rummy game. Remember that? That was my favorite show we ever did, man.
Yeah, bam. Wait. Fuck favorite shows. Bam. Bam, what you're saying is you got to find the best lay and marry her. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying lay her first and find out if it's. I mean,
I agree.
It's just silly. Like, why would you marry somebody? That's your whole life you're talking about.
Okay.
Now you're stuck with some girl for the rest of your life, and maybe she sucks.
But what happens when you find the girl who you truly love and she's not, and she sucks in bed? Then?
It's worse.
Yeah, but you guys are forgetting the one thing. No guy waits to fuck one girl. It's the girl that waits. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's just
very
silly.
True.
I could see if you lived in like fucking Wyoming or something, and you're not going anywhere. You live on a fucking farm, and there's one dude.
Mormon.
Fine. Do all that Mormon shit. I don't care. Maybe if you're living there. But if you're living in like a city or like somewhere like even like this, like Westchester, even though it's not, but
shit,
okay,
dude,
go hump.
Dude, I'll tell you what. But if I lived
life partner, good call.
Hey, life partner,
yeah.
If I lived in Wyoming, I'd fuck one of those hot Afghan dogs with the long hair like Rake, and I'd see if we could smart puppies
man.
And maybe talk or something. I've you know those dogs with the long hair and the big cute snout.
No, see, you assholes talk all this shit. My girlfriend on the way up to Vermont.
That was
they
a
were
girlfriend.
Talking.
Rabatos!
She's like, wait a minute. I don't know what we were talking about, but she was like, you never slept with an animal, did you? I was like, what?
She's
like, I'm serious. Did you ever fuck an animal?
She probably has if she has.
Well, if she slept with you, then she has some
come on.
Wow!
Did she ever thought? No, from you guys, she thought I fucked an animal for one of the shows. She was so serious about it, I thought she was going to cry. I'm I can beg for a
what girl is this? Do I know her?
Yeah, it's his girlfriend.
Who?
The redhead.
Oh,
yeah. She thinks I fucked some animal in a forest.
How did you rub my toes after you fucked an animal?
Read this email.
Wait, bam. So,
hold on, read this email.
Never rub your toes.
Grim face voice.
No, read the email.
The circled one?
Yeah.
Yo, Uncle Babe. I heard eight. Calling like 2 weeks ago saying Jess' fiance was having a baby. A fucking baby! That babies need diapers. Whatever happened to that? Did the baby come? Or did you? I bet Novak did. Did they have a baby boy or girl? A baby boy or girl? I said a baby boy or girl? A boy or girl? Was it a boy or girl? It was both. It was a boy or girl. Now it's sold! Here comes Novak's mom. What did they name the baby? How old is the baby? Hopefully not Luke or Jerome. That sounds like a Skywalker or a black baby, huh? I love this show. Did they name the baby a boy or a girl? Did you buy it a toy? Is it a boy, booty boo? I got fucked long ago. I'm in the wood and I pierced my eyes. Booty, 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 booty. Yo, babe, Uncle Bam, hey. Calling it like 2 weeks ago. She said, oh, I'm having a baby.
Actually,
For your information, caller, it was a baby girl, and it's a big family scandal that Bam didn't call Jesse to congratulate him while his wife
was. It's not a scandal, it's the truth.
It's
the truth. The scandal's the truth.
Shut idiot. Up, asshole.
Because it's a transvestite.
Well, there you have it. The baby's a transvestite.
I'm just kidding. No, they named her Ava.
How does it feel to be an uncle?
Is that do you approve of that, Frog?
I approve of that. And yeah, how does it feel to be an uncle?
Yeah. Your uncle means
I don't
you're
get
old.
It.
You're getting
dude,
old
I
if you're an uncle.
Same,
yo,
Ava Braun. Ava Braun. Oh, they don't have to say it, but Ava Braun. That's why Franz said it, that Nazi swine.
What are you, racist, Franz?
I have,
racist?
Well, one half of me is German, the other half is Sicilian, but I don't know what to say.
Oh, my God, you're a fascist.
What's your girlfriend? Hell.
My girlfriend?
She's Italian and Jerseyite.
And where is she at right now, Frog? She's inside Eagle's Nest. Where else is she?
She's sucking dick for Crystal right now.
I don't know, but she's smoking.
What the fuck?
Like a low puffin' engine.
Are you? What the fuck?
Where the fuck are you? I'm gonna get Frog.
What the fuck?
What the fuck, Frog? I come to New York, I can't even smoke in a fucking bar. What the fuck?
I'm now surrounded by 9 clones of my girlfriend. Go ahead, guys.
Give me $20 so I can get smoke money.
What the fuck?
Hardy! You are Hardy!
I got smoke coming out my pussy. What the fuck?
I gotta be shit.
Baby, are you really under there smoking underneath the bar?
Shut the fuck up. If you tell anybody that I'm smoking a cigarette under the bar, you're gonna fucking die. I need your ass,
Frog. I need your cigarette. We're inside of a venue. What is this, Irving Plaza? I can't go outside because I don't have a ticket because you didn't give me one because you're not important enough, Frog.
I just got one question. Have you guys
I'll
ever
ruin your fucking night?
Have you guys ever
like a pirate?
This is Franz's girlfriend from Jersey requesting a song. I want to hear "Death from Above" because that's what Franz is gonna get from the new Turbo Negro album.
What the fuck?
This is Radio Smoker from Jersey on Sirius 28 Fashion. Now play it.
I'm
Are you ready to be back, baby? We're having baby. My name is Rake. I'm filled of cum and I squirt it down my throat. I'm a filthy bum. I'm a faggot. You can rape my ass all day and all night. Just don't do it fast. Make it last. Novak's mom is in the tub. Booty boo. I'll jump in. Booty wow. It's not a sin. Booty boo. I like rock and roll, but I'll eat Novak's mom and dad's filthy asshole. So he can't be born. Never again. Novak's is gay as a filthy thing. Novak, you're wrong to see. Anyway.
Oh my god, dude.
You guys missed it so bad, dude. Bam just laid a fart in Novak's face while he was in mid-sentence inhaling through his mouth. So, and we've determined that it's 10 times as bad to inhale
instead
a fart
of smelling it
through your mouth. It's 10 times as bad to inhale a fart through your mouth than through your nose, dude.
Dude, it's the worst.
Oh my god.
You know what's so funny? I take Novak today to Wawa. There's a fucking 14-year-old boy working behind the counter. And, like, you know how he has just this casual slang? Like, he didn't realize who he was talking to. He's like, yo, what's up, sweetheart? Let me get some matches, baby. Like, he asked for some matches. I'm like, dude, you just got a 14-year-old kid, baby.
His jaw dropped.
Like he was like, dude, I almost died. But he wasn't even trying to be funny. Like, I just happened to overhear. He's like, what's up, sweetheart? Let me get some matches, baby.
He's so excited. He's so excited to be smoking that he lets his bar vernacular, like, take, just totally take control
man,
in the middle of a Wawa.
What the fuck is bar vernacular? What
the hell?
Come on, asshole.
Mark it with some fucking...
Jesus.
Yo.
You know, Novak, I'm going to buy you a thesaurus for Christmas.
I already got one upstairs, asshole.
And you use it?
Yeah, but it sucks, I think. asshole.
Novak just evaded a fucking DiCamillo fart.
A bare ass. That would have been the worst one, too, because it was bare ass. He pulled his pants and underwear down. Everyone's been bare ass. You want to feel it there?
Novak is just waiting to take his pants off.
I'm just waiting for a request.
But luckily his wang is so small that his hairy ass man bush.
Yo, you guys want to see how small my dick is, really?
His dick is so small that the hair on his ass makes it look...
No!
G's chasing people around with his naked dick.
Yeah,
what
so
the
excited.
Fuck?
He doesn't even move that fast for pussy, but if we can put his dick on a man, he runs.
Like Spanish Harlem, man.
What the fuck is going on here? What did I get myself into?
You got yourself into
you
a dick farm.
Came to the dick farm, you asshole. What do you think you're getting
what
into?
The
dick
fuck?
Farm.
God damn it.
What? There's a dick farm going on? Where is it? Because I want to be there. Take me there.
I'll smoke your smoke. Oh, cock.
Take me to the dick farm.
Did you guys say the word dick farm? Oh, here comes my girlfriend. Hold on a second.
I don't forget me. Frost, I want to reap the benefits of the dick farm grows. Oh, I want to have a cornucopia jammed in my goddamn throat. What do you want? Rub my toes. Ooh, I have to take off my clothes.
Why have we not talked about this yet?
Started.
Oh my god, listen to this.
Holy fuck.
Good job, Frost.
Dude,
shut
okay.
up, dickhead. I spilled a beer, big goddamn deal. It's not my fault.
So finally it's getting nice out, right? We go to FDR Park to skateboard.
Oh, best day of my life.
Oh, God. So, it's under I-95 bridge.
Right.
And, like, there's graffiti everywhere. Like, crackheads hang out there. And, like, all types of people just go there to drink booze and get sucked off by hookers and stuff. But there's a skate park there as well. So we went there to skateboard. He meets these two fucking sketchy punk rock chicks. And they came up... And what did they say?
They wanted to talk. They said, can we get a picture with you? I'm like, oh, whatever. So I know I got a chance to get pussy. If they want a picture of me, I can get their pussy. So she says, she's like, her one friend says, God, I really want your skateboard. I'll trade you a beer for it. And I'm like, babe, I'll trade you, but I don't have any beer in my trade, all right? I want a different kind of trade. She's like, well, I'll give you my friend. I'm like, fuck yeah, don't talk about it. Be about it. I give my skateboard away, get the Mercedes keys from the Millionaire Bam here. 2 minutes later, I'm banging her out in the back of the Mercedes.
No way.
Swear to God, man.
Are you serious?
She was about 17.
Oh, yes.
Just kidding, 18. Just funny. That was a funny thing to say.
No. It was next to the Mercedes. It wasn't in the Mercedes. It was next to the Mercedes under the I-95 bridge, dude. If I filmed it, you could see, like, crack whores in the background.
Dude, and he's lying right now to his friends.
I got him.
Novak.
I fucked her, babe.
Novak, did you
use sound cooler?
No, it was
it
on.
It sound cooler, though, if I say in
did
the car.
Did you use a rubber, yes or no?
I wouldn't let him do it in the car.
Come on, dude. You gotta...
gonna fuck your dick up.
I can't get any worse than I already am. Fuck yours.
Does your dick have warts on it or
scabs? Check it out, you tell me, asshole.
Hold on a second, I'm looking at Novak's dick.
We're doing an evaluation.
I actually don't see any fucking warts or scabs on Novak's dick. It looks like a normal dick.
It's
a little small, perhaps.
You know what sucks? It's my pubic hairs are longer than my dick.
That's Novak thought he had three pubic hairs to one piss in his face, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, you guys, we're on the radio. You don't really have to have your dick out. Nobody.
I just like if we have bare dick around men. It makes me feel like manly.
Because it's a dick farm.
A dick farm. What'd you get when you go to a dick farm?
Bam, growing them.
We're growing dicks.
What are you assholes laughing about?
Listen, guys.
Steve Camello asked to borrow Casey's computer, and the whole time he was just putting a big fat picture of this whore sucking off like somebody who looks just like Jimmy Pop, and he put it on the screen. Now you gotta work.
Casey used to formerly be on Y100. He's happily married. His wife is all protective and jealous and shit. Now he's about to have a divorce.
Casey, is your wife really protective and jealous?
No, not at all.
That's a yes.
No.
Why would Novak know anything about anybody? He can't even read a fucking email.
You guys never met my wife. You have no idea. Married me, she's cool.
Dude, look at this fucking
that means she's protective and jealous, Casey. Ladies and gentlemen.
It looks like Jimmy Bond.
Someone's getting into that. Someone's getting a divorce back up there.
No Photoshop on this?
Yeah.
She is criticizing the computer. Brandon's reading porn.
No Photoshop? How am I supposed to crop
somebody,
the
somebody just dumped a beer.
It's a huddle picture.
We gotta clean up this beer. We're gonna play a song.
Motorhead! Motherfucking Motorhead! Suicide.
Was this for your video part song, Jim?
This is my video part song in the Elementality video, and it's good. And I know Rake Yonder.
Yeah,
it's my Motorhead. It's called Suicide Not Committed. If I were faggot Rake, fuck you, eat a dick, die.
Wow.
Serious 28. No satisfaction. This Rake sits on Pinocchio nose and he lies. Motorhead, over and over. Motorhead, Rake bend you over to your side.
Satisfied. Serious 28 faction. I'm your friends.
son.
What's up? I'm April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Try some of this in your ear. It's time to say goodbye, huh? But I have the eye of a Chinese.
Ew, Johnny Freestyle is like a style of cat being eaten on the street like that. Eat it up, what the fuck? Oh, suck my cock, my name is Rake Yard. My real name is Ted.
Good night.
Oh, later. This is Bad Chinese Freestyle Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. Say goodbye, everybody.
It's Function Now Faction.
Dick Farm.
Furniture Boy signing out.
Who wants to taste my devil sound? You want to taste my devil sound? I'ma give it to you now. Who like my chopstick? Hit you in the shit with my little lipstick. Yellow, if you want to see me, eat yellow. I never seen nothing like you before. I can kick you higher than you can kick me. I can kick you way up into a tree. Who wants to taste my oolong tea? Ho ha ho ha ho chi chi. Everybody in the phone book name chat. Wanna see my wang? Never good going with a gun with a bang. Everybody wanna see me throw a fireball, but that's not right, not in real life. You will fall down and break your leg. Everybody wanna see me break an egg. Well, I don't, but I like fried rice, and I got life. Ching chow, woo, ching wang, woo, white. That ain't nice for a fortune cookie. I always told you twice. Delivery's free, but not from me. I always call $1.50, 55. Wanna see me go down? Hit you with the light. Whoa, and I hit you with the shit. Do a split, take a shit after you eat my kid. Kung Fu. Run my buffet, you fucking gay. Why low, hit you with the hay. Stay the fuck away, hit you in the boss. Only Americans eat that sauce. And my soy sauce is for you. I can put it in your shoe. Watch this, I can tiptoe while you take a piss. In my bathroom, spy on you while your little boy shit. Oh, I can kick you if you don't pay the bill. And if you want a little miss, that's 50 cents. Bitch, everything costs a little bit. So don't expect nothing for free, at least from me. Chick Chang Chewy, I got you from Taiwan City and Hong Kong. I can smoke a bong and I can do it all night long. And don't mistake me for a Viet Cong. I can get you and tackle you, thank you. Never see me where I get you and make you. Rope you up and put you in a bamboo cage and make you feel all my rage. Poke you with a little stick till you page your buddies to come napalm me. Goddamn it, shit burned, blew away my whole city. Ho Chi Minh, shoot a load on your chin. Goddamn, that's a sin. Go and go goodbye. And if you wanna come on in, you can work into my world where the yellow should begin. Oh, yeah. Can't be changed. I got shit to control your brain. And it's called Egg Poo, yeah, and Lo Mein. So come on in, baby, and have it just the same. Oh, yeah.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.